all shout hallelujah every day.
This is Hallelujah Every Day. Welcome to your daily devotional and inspirational podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, there's what we call anger. And I always tell people, anger is a demon. Anger is a strong emotional reaction of displeasure, often leading to plans for revenge, punishment, and retaliation. In the Bible, the book of James chapter 1, 19, the Bible says therein, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Child of God, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and slander, let it be put away from you, along with all forms of malice." Child of God, anger is a killer, a desperate spirit that inflicts pain and havoc on its victims. Anger is a spirit, and we see its influence destroying homes, friendships, careers, nations, and sadly, even Christian leaders. The Bible's first mention of anger is seen in the book of Genesis. Therein we read the story of Cain and Abel, who offered sacrifices to the Lord God Almighty. Abel's sacrifice was acceptable, but Cain's wasn't accepted. Genesis chapter 4 and verses 5 through 7. Bible says, "So Cain was very angry and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it.'" Child of God, God encouraged Cain to act rightly and not allow anger. Cain ignored God's counsel. Instead, he embraced anger and killed Abel, his brother. That was the origin of household wickedness. Many followed that route of anger in the Bible, but it led to a bad end. Levi and Simeon angrily wiped out a city in their anger. In the same Bible, you read about Saul the king. In a rage, he tried to kill David. Jonah got angry with God when God spared Nineveh. Moses, who was known for meekness, humility, he was anointed a prophet and a deliverer, in anger disobeyed God while frustrated by the people of Israel. Leadership, child of God, comes into test in our ability to remain calm in an annoying or provocative situation. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, Bible says, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God." Anger, child of God, impairs our ability to make a right and wise decision. It knocks away common sense. Bible says we should refrain from anger. It is always better to wait and do nothing. Do not be in haste to take a judgment when you are angry. Some wives, due to their nagging nature, have turned good husbands to angry husbands. Some husbands, too, who intimidate and oppress their wives, have turned gentle, submissive wives to become angry and vengeful women. I remember the story of a woman who had suspicion of the husband cheating on her. Unfortunately, the husband was asked by a neighbor, "Please give my sister a lift to the nearest bus stop." This angry wife only saw another woman standing by the husband's car. She took a knife from the house, ran out straight to the woman without waiting to hear anything from her. She kept stabbing that innocent woman till she was dead in the pool of blood. Of course, that is what we call manslaughter. She ended up in prison for life. Anger can make a person say things that will damage relationships, businesses, opportunities, marriage, and of course, it can kill. Anger is a demon. Don't allow it come near you. Whatever makes you angry, avoid it. If you have issues with anger, seek the face of God and place of prayer for real deliverance. I pray the Holy Spirit will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, anger is contagious. There is a way out. Number one, seek the face of God. Number two, avoid things that trigger you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you and deliver you from this spirit of anger. If you need to get a counsel, do so, for your destiny not to be destroyed by this spirit of anger. Learn to say sorry and walk away from confrontations. Child of God, remove bitterness, vengeance, hatred from your life and from your spirit. Be quick to listen and slow to judge. Make sure that you stop nagging and complaining. Learn to forgive. These 7 keys that I've mentioned are very imperative if you must deal with this kind of situation. Now close your eyes and talk to God. Tell Him to deliver you. Tell Him to help you. Speak to Him. Tell Him to have mercy on you, to save you. Tell Him to renew the right spirit within you in the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to Him in Jesus' name. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Make me a candidate of your glorious kingdom. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. I surrender all to you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now, take these prayers and take them very seriously. Number 1, Holy Spirit, deliver me from the spirit of anger, hate, and bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 2, spirit of anger and vengeance, I cast you out of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 3, covenant with anger in my bloodline, be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. And number 4, Holy Spirit, overshadow my spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Prayer number 5, blood of Jesus, arrest my spirit, set me free from foul spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. And number 6, spirit of anger, sponsored by spirit husband or spirit wife, attacking my earthly marriage, Holy Ghost fire, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Child of God, the prayer points, you can download them from our Facebook page, Hallelujah Every Day. God bless you as you do so. Now, I cover you with the blood of Jesus, and I speak healing, restoration, and deliverance into your life in Jesus' name. Go forth today and succeed. Go forth and prosper. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. God bless you all. It's important we celebrate with all those having birthdays and wedding anniversaries. It's your season of unprecedented blessings and joy. God bless you abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks for listening. Keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.